National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
There's a saying in the Navy, when there's nothing new, you're a sailor. In 30-odd years, I'd covered every inch of water and tattooed my initials into every pierhead from Mozambique to Madagascar. You might say that there's nothing I hadn't done, seen, or heard. That is, until a couple of years ago, when an order came from topside that the armed forces had been unified. Now, this only surprised me because I'd gone through two wars with the foot soldiers and what was the Army Air Force, and I figured everybody knew we were on the same side. Frankly, it had seemed like a lot of nonsense to an old sailor. The Navy had been in business for itself since 1798, and we hadn't had any complaints yet, so why bother? Well, about 6-7 months ago, I got my answer. I was leading chief on a cruiser that had covered a supply convoy to Korea. We got our babies into port and hung around to be refueled, and then turned for Japan in a 10-day leave that was long overdue. The Army? Well, it was running up and down Korea. Take a little, lose a little. Scuttlebutt aboard our ship was that the soldiers were having a tough time. Tough? We didn't know how bad.
Don't it ever get dark? What time is it?
You're going someplace?
Oh, this rain. I ain't been dry since I hit Korea. Bet you I never been dry.
I got a foxhole looks like a swimming hole, and the water stinks.
What do you figure it, Burke? You think we're gonna bust out of this trap?
No.
That's what I like about you. You're such an optimist. Always seeing the bright side of things.
How long do you think we can hold out against that artillery? If the artillery on the hill don't get us, there's 2,000 Reds behind us creeping up to pick us off one by one.
I'm so happy I asked you.
I bet there ain't 50 of us left, you want to bet?
Yeah, if it rains much longer, the whole country will float away.
Want to bet?
Hold it.
It's me, Sammy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you could end up dead crawling up in the dark like that, Lieutenant.
I don't think you two guys could hit me with a bazooka.
Such confidence. Lieutenant, didn't I ever tell you about the time we were crossing the Han River? There I was, all alone.
And this situation should make you feel right at home.
In Chicago, we don't have foxholes.
How's it look, Lieutenant?
Oh, great, great, great. They got us in the middle. Our communications are out. We can't make a break for the pass because the Red artillery is blocking it. So, like I said, great.
What'd I tell you, Sammy?
How many guys left, Lieutenant?
About 42. 7 more if you count the litter cases. Only we haven't got any litters.
We ain't gonna lay down, are we?
The Reds don't seem too interested in taking prisoners right now. I've got to keep moving. I've been appointed morale officer.
Great.
You think maybe headquarters will try and break through?
Frankly, I don't see how they can, but they'll probably try. As long as we've got ammunition, we've got a chance. Just keep your eyes open and your tails down.
I wish I had water wings.
Hey, you want to laugh, Lieutenant?
I can use one. It's one of the prime duties of a morale officer.
I got a letter from my old lady. I got it just before we landed in this mess.
I haven't had a letter since I hit Korea. Everybody I know must have writer's cramp.
Maybe they're busy or something.
She says, "Dear Sammy, Papa is down with a cold. Ginny is going to school." That's my kid sister. It's mostly personal stuff, but get this. "Papa reads all the papers and he's worried all the time. I tell him not to, but you know Papa. Tell me, Sammy, dear, do you think there's going to be a war?"
It's sort of like being so far into the forest that you can't see the trees. But if you're in a foxhole in Korea surrounded by an enemy, you know, and you wonder. You wonder if they remember at home. Only if home is Chicago or Des Moines or Buffalo, it's over 6,000 miles away. So you wonder if they know at headquarters. That's only 60 miles away. And you wonder if they remember.
Captain Jones?
Hey, Jonesy, where are the...
Captain Jones reporting, Colonel.
Jonesy, supposing we save the social graces for the parade ground. I've got 60 men trapped. I want them back.
Count was 49 when the communications went out.
That too?
Yeah. The artillery must have caught that tank and smashed the radio. We haven't heard from them in 2 hours.
How about the Air Force? Tell them to send out a few bombers. Blast that hill off the map.
Well, they've sent out a few, but in this weather, the Air Force is crippled. Here, look at this map.
Yeah?
Red artillery is sunk in this hill, you see? Yeah. Hill 102, they got the pass to the sea covered like a blanket. There's 2,000 Reds between us and our men. We can't drive through until reinforcements arrive, and that'll take at least 3 days.
In 3 days, that company will be wiped out. 3 days? Well, they'll be lucky to last the night. Jonesy, we can't let those guys hang. There must be... Say, it's a chance. If they have anything in these waters.
What is it?
Hill 102. Now, how far is it from the coast?
It's about 4 miles.
Now, look at this map.
Yeah?
Supposing the Navy brought a ship just offshore. Now, they could lob shells over this ridge. Bury them right in the middle of the Red artillery.
Well, they'd have to be accurate. Our men are only about 300 yards from the Reds. A near miss and our own men will be blasted into the day after tomorrow.
Get that Navy liaison man in here.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell him I want one of his boats. The one that shoots straight.
Well, since the Army only recently joined up with us, I guess I can forgive a soldier for calling a cruiser a boat. Only, for the record, a boat is something you sail in a bathtub. And they haven't got a bathtub big enough to handle the USS Fort Worth. She runs about 10,000 tons, standard displacement, and has a fighting complement of over 1,000 men. What were we doing in Korea? Well, we'd made the run from Japan about a dozen times. We'd been with the Big Mo when she shelled the coast, convoyed everything from fighting men to long woolen underwear. 12 times running, and we were looking for a lead. Over 1,000 fighting men. And some that weren't exactly fighting.
Stir that stuff, Kokomo.
I'm stirring. What's it gonna be, Cookie?
What do you check?
I gotta weed it, don't I? Worse than that, I gotta face the guys who weed it.
Jeep stirring.
My arm could come off. You know something, Cookie? When my hitch is over, I'm going back to my hometown and open up a restaurant.
What do you got against the guys in your hometown?
I figure if I can satisfy a ship full of sailors, civilians will be a cinch.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. Sailors will eat anything.
You ought to know. You serve it.
Good afternoon, Captain.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, sit down, Mr. Jensen. On this side so you can read the map.
Yes, sir.
I've been in contact with Colonel Smith, who has an army regiment in this area here. It seems a group of his men are pinned down in this sector.
Yes, sir.
According to Air Force reconnaissance, the Red Artillery is located here, Hill 102. Army troops are pinned down here, 300 yards south. Now, if this chart's the least bit accurate, there are several places where we should be able to see across the land and get a radar fix on that hill. There isn't a grid chart of the area in existence, so we'll have to do the range finding by radar and spot the stuff to blanket the area.
How about landing some Marines at a sheltered beach? They could sweep through the pass and we could cover them most of the way.
I discussed that with the Colonel. It'd be too costly to beat down that artillery while they're getting through. And besides, the Army doesn't figure their men can hold out more than 10 hours. The enemy has them in a pincher and they're tightening up. No, we've got to do it fast.
Well, sir, I can knock out that artillery if...
If what?
If radar can get a good fix on the hill and this haze lifts enough for us to get a look at the first few bursts, all I want is one break and I'll saturate that mound of dirt.
Keep stirring.
Stirring. Stuff is like glue ready.
I'll tell you when it's done.
10 days leave, Cookie. And I got friends in Japan, real good friends.
Oh, sure.
You wait and see.
I was on a sub during the last war. There was a guy from New York. He talked a lot, too.
You don't believe me, huh?
They must be dogs.
We land in Japan in 3 days. In 3 days, you'll see. Then maybe I'll get a little more respect.
Keep stirring.
Now hear this.
Maybe the Navy's going on a diet.
We are putting back to Korea on a special mission.
Oh, they can't do this to me.
Want to bet? The gripes ran as thick as bilge water, but the closer you got to the bridge, the more you understood the move. Jensen briefed his fire control party, and the gun crews began edging toward their stations. Eventually, the scuttlebutt reached right to the engine room, and the men forgot Japan and concentrated on Korea. The men in Korea? Well, they were busy concentrating on staying alive.
Hey, Sammy, you're dozing off. Cut it out.
I'm up. Well, we made it for morning.
Yeah, another day, another dollar. How do you feel?
Lousy. Wet and tired, and wet and scared.
Lieutenant was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He should have kept his tail down.
He'd still be talking it up if he hadn't crawled around making sure the rest of us were okay.
He was an all right guy, even if he was a shaved tail.
You know something, Brick? If we don't make a move soon...
There's no place to go.
Hey, Brick, you see something funny?
What?
That clump of bushes on the left. About 100 yards.
What about us?
I'd swear it wasn't there before.
We ain't supposed to waste ammunition on nothing. We only got a few rounds.
Brick, I think the commies are closing in from the rear.
You're nuts.
Okay, so I'm nuts, only I tell
you... Everything looks like a commie to you. Last time it was a dead mule.
I had a hot rod jalopy back in Chicago. On the side, I painted a slogan. Better to be safe than sorry.
No, ain't that cute.
So? Like I said, them bushes had legs.
You and your 20-20 vision.
I should let them crawl up your back.
Keep watching. There may be more.
Ricky, okay?
Yeah. A piece of shrapnel bounced off my helmet.
So long as it hits you in the head.
Levine, your sense of humor's killing me.
Hey, it stopped raining.
Stopped an hour ago.
Those Reds are going to start a push soon. I can feel it.
Why bother? The artillery's doing a good job. Too good.
Well, those guys at headquarters, why don't they send some help?
I don't know.
I wasn't asking you.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to myself, stupid. It was a rhetorical question.
A what?
Rhetorical. You ask a question or you don't expect an answer.
And I'm stupid.
What's the sense of talking to you?
So don't talk.
I won't. Hey, Brick, you want to hear something funny?
More bushes with legs. What's funny?
Remember that letter my mom wrote?
Yeah?
Wondering whether there was going to be a war? Well, I asked the lieutenant what he thought.
So?
He didn't think so.
Bordered as we are by two great oceans, it was apparent even as far back as the stirring days of Captain John Paul Jones and Commodore Jack Berry that America would produce a breed of seafarers second to none, and eventually assume her position as the greatest naval power in the world. And although submarines and aircraft have become vital parts of the fleet within the past half century, the greater number of blue jackets in our Navy still perform their duty at sea aboard modern surface ships, ranging from small patrol craft to mighty capital ships of the line. The modern men of war requires that our blue jackets possess a wide variety of specialized technical knowledge as well as seamanship in order to master their duties. So if you're a young man between the ages of 17 and 31 and feel that you can meet all other requirements for membership in the United States Navy, pay a visit to your local Navy recruiting station tomorrow. You'll find a Navy recruiter in all key cities and towns throughout the United States, ready to answer your questions.
If you're in a war, there's one thing you gotta keep in mind. If you're in it, win it. And according to today's news, we seem to be doing okay. Nowadays, war isn't fought on horseback with lances. It's a big business run by a big organization. Under the unification plan, the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. The Army, the Air Force, and the Navy work together. Every day in Korea made this fact plainer and plainer. As we steamed up the coastline and approached the particular area the captain had in mind, we could hear faintly the Red artillery banging away at some target they wanted badly. It must have been that company of GIs. Up on the bridge, the captain was planning his part of the joint action.
I can't pull in much closer, mister. Those Reds shift target to us. I'm going to need room to maneuver. If that commie Air Force shows up...
My boys could hit the ace of spades from here, sir, if we could see it.
Helmsman, come right to 335. Nothing to the left.
Come right to 335. Nothing to the left.
Navigation plot just told me that course is good from this point. Tell the engine room to make turns for 12 knots.
Engine room, make turns for 12 knots.
Sound general quarters.
General quarters. Aye, aye, sir.
General quarters, all hands man your battle stations. General quarters, all hands man your battle stations.
All right, Jensen, we start right here. How does it look at the fire control?
Well, not bad, Captain. We're getting preliminary data right now. I've talked to the Army and the Air Force, and we'll integrate their figures with ours. That should give us a pretty good picture.
You understand that the men in that pocket are out of communication?
Yes, sir, I know.
There's no way in which your fire can be directed by an observer. This is as close as I can get. Just remember that you can't lay down too big a pattern.
Yes, sir.
If one shell drops 100 yards off...
Yes, sir.
Then your figures and fire plan are ready.
Call me.
Aye, aye, sir. Just for laughs, I'll do it blindfolded.
The cruiser's big gun stood at alert, waiting for Jensen to finish figuring out his ballistics. From a cruiser standing a half mile offshore with no landmark to sight on, we had to fire over a couple of low ridges, over 4 miles, and drop them on a target the size of an ashtray. And if any of the ashes spilled over, it would be Jensen who woke up screaming nights, wondering what he did wrong, wondering what kind of guys had been praying 300 bloody yards in front of Hill 102.
Cut it out, Rick, cut it out.
The man's safe, Sammy, safe.
What are you going to do when that chatterbox runs dry?
Dead.
Well, don't rush it.
They got Murphy.
You can't be sure he's dead.
You don't talk. Murphy and I went through Fort Dix on the same day.
You told me. Only don't crawl over there. Same sniper will get you.
Sammy, I bet there ain't 30 of us left.
You take your count.
No, but I bet.
Wonder what's happened to their artillery.
What do you mean?
It's been almost an hour since they laid down a barrage.
They've been holding up since that push we knocked back.
We did a good job, huh?
Yeah. Ever see anybody scatter like those guys? The captain let them crawl right into our arms, but they don't try that for a long time.
Yeah, it's better than fighting those big guns in the hill.
That's what's doing it, Sammy. You can't get to them. You can't get past them. You can't touch them.
Just keep your tail down.
Starting to rain again.
When I was a kid, we used to have to run out and bring in the wash.
Here we go.
Laying down a creeping barrage.
Yeah.
It's heading into our backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, I wish someone would bring in the wash.
Aboard the Fort Worth, we were sweating it out, too. Every minute that went by was like a million years. Sitting out there all alone, we were a pigeon for any enemy planes that spotted us. Sitting, waiting for Jensen to stop the firing was worse. We all knew that shore bombardment without too many figures was tough enough. But to fire and hit one little hill and miss a bunch of guys from your own side, that was murder. That is, the way we looked at it, if Jensen missed, it was murder.
Hey, Kokomo!
Yeah?
Yeah, what an answer. Come on, come on!
I'm coming. I was on my way. I want to see what was going on.
Oh. Why didn't you ask the captain? Only the other day I heard him say to the lieutenant commander, Sam, he said,
Whenever I got a problem, whenever I think the Navy's in trouble, I always turn to Kokomo.
Oh, it's nothing. I just like to see the old man get ahead.
Nice of you. Now, if you finish with the details of planning the action, suppose you start Stern.
Don't you ever cook anything that just sits?
I'm not up to that chapter yet. Stern!
And my girl thinks I'm an admiral, flagship and all.
By the way, Admiral, where you been the last hour and a half?
Just down to hatchway. Take a right turn up the ladder and then...
Never mind the directions.
I was up around the forward turret. They've been sitting there for 2 hours, haven't fired a shell.
I hope you got a nice sunburn.
Should have been there. You can hear the red artillery laying down a murderous barrage. Oh, brother, you don't know how nice this ship can be.
Keep stirring!
Those guys in gunnery are so tight you can hear things inside start to snap.
Yeah, that won't keep them from skipping my meal.
I even saw the cap.
You what?
He didn't see me. He was too busy eating out the gunnery officer. Brother, you should have heard him. Action! Action, man! Stop moving those shells there! Yeah, sounded just like Charles Lawton in that picture with Clark Gable.
I never saw the picture.
Sure you did. Everybody saw it.
I never saw it.
Oh, yeah. I remember now, Mutiny on the Bounty, that was it.
I saw it.
Swell picture, huh?
Never mind the picture, Jughead. What did you find out? What's going on?
Nothing.
You had your ears flapping. You're talking to Williams and Gunnery. You must know what's going on.
All I know is that we got to drop shells in a basket.
Never mind your opinion. What did Williams have to say?
Nothing.
You're shooting a breeze with him. He must have said something. Yeah, a guy could fight a whole war down here. You never know what's going on.
Relax. He didn't say nothing.
Look, I'm in the Navy. I got a right to know what's going on. He must have said something.
Well, Jensen walked by.
Yeah?
And he looked at Williams and the rest of the guys in the forward turret.
Yeah?
He just looked. And then the guys knew it was easier to toss him than call him.
This gun is hot enough to fry eggs on.
You burn your itsy-bitsy hands.
Oh, ain't that funny. Oh, my eyes feel like they're on fire. Man, what I wouldn't give for some sleep. An hour. Even a half hour.
Cut it out. Those babies must have tossed enough shells to wipe out half the country.
They need glasses. That last barrage missed us by a mile.
That was no mile.
It was just an expression. When I said a mile, I really meant...
I ain't interested.
Now, ain't that something?
What?
The Red Artillery. They just dropped the shell behind themselves.
Range 8750. Deflection 485. Fire. I'm going to walk them down from the north, Captain. We'll sight on our own bursts.
Do whatever you want, Jensen. Just do it right.
Spot. Down, 250, right, 5. Fire.
Crazy, huh? What was that?
Yeah, but they ain't even close.
What difference does that make? Every time a shell lands, they get closer. Wonder what they're using.
We ain't got stuff that big in the army. We couldn't get a gun any bigger. Listen. It's coming over the ridge. It's coming from the coast. Navy stuff. I should have known. Navy stuff. That's what it is.
We got a chance, Brick. We got a good chance. For those crazy sailors. We got a chance. Let's help. Wonder how they like it, huh, Brick? I wonder how they like it.
Shut up.
Huh?
The captain is moving us up. We're going to make a break through the pass under the cover of the Navy barrage.
Oh, I like that captain. Only we're not...
I'll be right back.
Hey, where are you going?
After Murphy.
Keep your tab down, Chuck.
Hey, Sammy!
Yeah?
I'm with Murphy. He ain't dead. I'm going to carry him through when we move.
You sure he ain't dead?
Sure, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll cover you. Only drag him. If you stand up, you'll never make it.
Keep your eye on the captain. When he gives a signal, let me know.
Okay, okay. And I used to think all sailors were cross-eyed.
Rick, start moving!
Now, if nobody minds, I think I'll break my lease.
Jensen tossed half the shells in our magazine into Hill 102. We kept firing and praying with each shell. Finally, we figured we had plowed up every inch of that hill, so we sat back and waited. We weren't sure for what. The captain kept his glasses on the shore. He cussed and talked to himself. And finally, just before dark...
Hey, Jensen.
Sir?
Turn your glasses on that mound. What do you see?
Shadows.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, you gotta pull out. There's no sense in it.
Captain, those shadows are walking.
Yes? Yeah, 60 were caught. How many do you make out?
I'm not sure. Roughly about 40.
They don't look like Reds. They look like our boys.
Look at them wave. Those belong to us.
Mr. Jensen, put a boat over the side and pick up those men.
Yes, sir.
Talker, call the galley and tell them to fix up something special. We have guests for dinner.
By total count, we had 45 guests, counting the 7 litter cases and a corporal named Murphy that some GI had to bed down all by himself. He figured he had the right since he'd carried him on his back for 5 miles. Now, the soldiers got scrubbed down and then sat down to eat. Now, I've seen sailors eat, but...
More.
You're crazy, Kokomo. 40 guys or no 40 guys, they can't eat more.
Come and watch.
Oh, it's real good. I like this job. Oh, boy.
Okay, so I'll get more.
Hey, soldier, you know a guy named Swanson?
Swanson? What outfit are you in?
I don't know. He's just in the army.
Oh, you hear that, Brick? Listen, sailor, we got a big army.
Oh, well, tell me all about it. I just love to hear stories about you great, big soldiers.
Nah, it might scare you. How about some more chow? I can see the bottom of this tin plate.
It's coming.
Oh, what a life these sailors lead, huh, Brick?
Father.
Give them a little soldiering for a while. Toughen them up.
And to think we got gypped out of our leave to save you guys.
Save us?
You heard me.
Hey, we were just playing with those Reds. You guys spoil all the fun.
Hey, sailor, I don't like to seem inquisitive, but you eat like this all the time?
Sure.
Sailors, who needs them?
Listen, soldier boy, it takes brains and brawn to run a cruiser. Any jerk can carry a rifle, but to run a cruiser...
Hey, did you make this chow?
No.
If you work in a mess, you must make it.
I don't make it. I stir it.
When the report of the action finally got to Washington, a copy was sent to the top braid and another copy to the top brass. Like I said, it was unification, and it works. However, to a GI or a sailor, if it's all the same to the men in the Pentagon, a soldier is still going to be a soldier. And a sailor, well, a sailor... He's something.
All hands secure until 17:30 next Sunday.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the personal experiences of the men and women of the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats was Arnold Robertson. The cast included Jack Grimes, George Petrie, Maurice Totland, Vinton Hayworth, Don Briggs, Mason Adams, and Frank Behrens. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Sia Levine. Tune in again next week at the same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now, hear this.
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You, next over NBC.